Last December, a group of archaeologists from the National Museum returned from an excavation expedition in the Sudanese locality of Wad Ben Naga. They have been working there since 2009 and are helping their Sudanese colleagues fulfill the requirements to enable the whole area to be registered as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Lorna Stevens spoke to some of the members of the team, and Chief Archaeologist Vlastimil Vrtal told her what exactly they have been uncovering.
There are at least four temples, one large palatial structure and very vast cemeteries to the north and to the south. Currently, we've finished revising excavations of four structures which were already excavated before, but they were not properly published or even documented. And the last year we started the excavations in the so-called Typhonium, which is a temple building, and this one was known only from pictures of ancient ruins from 19th century, so it wasn't excavated until we came.
Previously at the site, fragments of an altar were discovered by the famous Prussian Egyptologist Karl Richard Lepsius. His expedition in the mid-19th century uncovered two stands upon which sacred bark would have been laid. Pavel Onderka, the leader of the archaeological exhibition, told me what had happened to them.
One of them, the bigger one, was taken to Berlin and now forms part of the collections of the Egyptian Museum in Berlin. The other one was left at the site. 1.5 century later, we discovered parts of it, not the complete piece, but only parts. Well, luckily with both Meroitic and Egyptian hieroglyphs.
But archaeological digs aren't always straightforward. Alexander Gatcher, the conservator of the exhibition, explained to me some of the problems with the finds.
It's really nice to get in touch with the finds there, but they are sometimes indeed, from the point of view of the conservator, in that bad conditions. As a conservator, it is more a big challenge to go there, because the conditions and also the circumstances of the things there are that different from many other places, and so the experiences are not existed before.
The expedition, however, isn't just there to discover ancient remains. In 2011, a partnership between Otrokovice, Mr. Onderka's hometown, and Wad Ben Naga was declared, meaning the district receives financial support on a yearly basis. I asked him what else this partnership means for the towns.
At first, the cooperation was established only between the schools. The children from the Czech Republic were sending teaching materials and toys and clothes to children in the Sudan. But soon the town realized that actually this is an opportunity for not only the schools but for all the citizens of the city to help somehow. In 2012 we were able to build a water cleaning plant at Wad Ben Naga and to reconstruct the local kindergarten, and in the coming year or in the year 2013, we are supposed to buy new equipment, new furniture for the local schools.
In the coming year, the expedition is also expecting to publish the first detailed study on Wad Ben Naga. They are also hopeful that at some point in the future, they will have the chance to present their research in an exhibition. Pavel Onderka, the leader of the archaeological expedition, again.
Whoever came to Wad Ben Naga as an explorer did not leave the site disappointed. We do not only discover wonderful things, but we also discover things that brings us closer to the understanding of everyday life in the ancient times.
Archaeologist Pavel Onderka ending that report by Lorna Stevens.